Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, August the 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. I didn't say it yesterday, but I had promised you Lo Alleman for this week. And Lo was ready to roll, but we just kind of had a sense that Lo's material needed more days than we had allocated. And we wanted to take a few minutes and kind of do an on-ramp, if you will, for this massive journey we're about to take together through the Romans, the letter to the Romans. And I want to thank Mark Benjamin. I want to thank Matt Leroy for leading us so well and seeing his parents lead those hymns. Guys, I mean, all of them were great, but I especially love seeing his mom and dad. Old Dan Leroy is a long, good friend of mine, as is Matt, his whole family. But I want to thank Matt. I want to thank Mark Benjamin for the lead-in on banding. That's going to be our big focus of New Room this year. And we'll come back to Lo for sure. It'll be great. But this is going to be a little on-ramp. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow on to Romans. We got to prepare our hearts and our minds. So let's begin today. Thank you for that moment of personal privilege just to orient us. I don't like to take a lot of time before we dive in. I know you guys are ready for the meeting with the Lord. He's here. He's ready to meet. So let's begin with, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is entitled The Jesus Manifesto Challenge. You guys, I've learned about you. You love a challenge. You love the Mark Pizza Challenge. This is one that we're going to open up today. It's going to run the whole course of our Romans series, 13 weeks, beginning next Monday. And our text is going to be Romans chapter 12, the whole chapter, but I'm going to read the first two verses here, and then I'll come back around, and I want to read the whole chapter today, because Romans chapter 12, I'm calling that chapter the Jesus Manifesto. We're going to lift it up and live with it over this whole season together. So, the text today, Romans chapter 12, I'll start with verses 1 and 2. Hear now the word of the Lord. Therefore, I'm working from memory. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Every day on the wake-up call, we walk through a pattern and process of the entire Christian life. It comes in three movements. Number one, consecration. Number two, transformation, and number three, demonstration. Okay, consecration. Number one, we wake up and offer ourselves to God in Jesus Christ. Number two, transformation. We grow up by the indwelling presence of Jesus Christ in us and His Word. And number three, demonstration. We show up in all aspects of our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. Here's another way to frame it. Number one, wake up, sleeper. That's consecration. Number two, rise from the dead. That's transformation. And number three, and Christ will shine on and through you. That's demonstration. Every day we begin with the prayer of consecration. We enter in by receiving the revealed revelation of God's Word, and we respond with reflection and prayer and journaling and song, and then we're sent into the fields of our day to sow the love of God in our everyday lives. That's demonstration. There are many ways to do this. This is our way. It is simple, consistent, and a proven way of living a fruitful life of following Jesus. Now, beginning next week, we're going to take a slow 13-week walk through Paul's letter to the Romans. There is a massively powerful pivot text that comes with the 12th chapter of this letter. I call Romans chapter 12 the Jesus Manifesto. It captures what it looks like when the gospel, who is Jesus Christ, comes to life in people. Now, I want to issue a challenge to anyone who will take it. I'm calling it the Jesus Manifesto Challenge. Will you join me in rememberizing the whole chapter of Romans 12? I'm going to print it out below and the path by which we'll walk it together. I'll bring reminders and helps along the way, and we're going to find a way to celebrate together at the end. I've broken the readings down into 13 weeks, and you'll see in the email today, you'll see the guidance on which bit of the text we'll add for each consecutive week. So it'll break it down into bite-sized pieces. But I thought now I just want to read the whole chapter to you. Maybe I'll lace a comment in here and there. You've already heard the first two verses. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. That's week one. Week 2, verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Did you see it right there? Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. That's consecration. Verse 2, don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's transformation. And then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. There it is, demonstration, right there in those first two verses. And then we get an unfolding of what it looks like when this gets demonstrated in a person's life. This is week 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. Here's week 4. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Week 5, we'll add this verse. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. Week 6. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Week 7. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another. Honor one another above yourselves. Week 8. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Week 9. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Week 10. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Week 11. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Week 12. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. And week 13. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You saw the pattern. Romans 12:1, consecration. Romans 12:2, transformation. Romans 12, verses 3 through 21, demonstration. It's the Jesus Manifesto. I want to encourage you to jump in. I'm gonna try to get this onto a good, presentable PDF that you can print off and maybe put at your desk or on the wall or somewhere you can see it every day or hold it in your hand. I just want us to rememberize it, okay? You remember, rememberizing, we're not going for this rote memorizing thing that works for a little while. You know, memorizing is the quick loading of the short-term memory. Rememberizing is the slow loading of the long-term memory. It's just saying it every day. It's just adding layers to it every week. We're rememberizing. It's not a burden. It's a joyful way of working with God's word. And my gosh, once it gets in us, that's where the miracles begin. Well, let's pray. Lord Jesus, lead us in this way of your word by consecration, transformation, and demonstration. Your indwelling presence in us is the secret to it all. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with all the fullness of God, that we might walk in your ways, delighting in your presence and demonstrating your love every step of the way. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. And in Jesus' name, amen. Got some journal prompts here. Every day, if you're new to us, we journal. You can write in that Romans book if you've gotten a hold of it. You can use your own journal. And if you want to get that book, we're still giving you the the opportunity to buy one, sew one. That means you put two books in your order blank. We'll send them to you for the price of one book. It's an incredible deal. Yes, I don't want to say we lose money on it. We're investing money in you and in your friends. We want to get the gospel, who is Jesus Christ, in as many hearts, homes, churches, and cities as possible. And our best sowers are not, you know, marketing strategy. It's you. You know people. And we'll buy them a book. Use that code, B-O-S-O, buy one, sow one. Just look for the links in the email today. Here's the journal prompt for today. What do you make of this path and process of consecration, transformation, and demonstration? Does it ring true? Will you give yourself to the experiment of rememberizing Romans 12, which is to simply say the preceding text and focus text of the week each day of the week as we go along? What do you notice about the text as you read it all the way through today and heard it? And now, every day, if you're new to us again, we sing. We sing every day. It's a way, it's a joyful way of life, singing. And it's not about performing. It's about simply making an offering of our heart. And when you sing, your mind descends into your heart. And then you come forth with just a pleasing sound. Even if it's not pleasing to you, know that it pleases the Lord. And so today I thought, you know, I'm going to just lead us myself in a simple chorus. My dad will be joining us next week, and he'll be in and out with us through the series. So many of you are so kind to encourage him and ask me about him. He's doing okay, and he'll be in. We're going to sing a simple song today. We'll sing it through twice. I think you know it. It's called Spirit of the Living God. Fall afresh on me. I'm going to look it up. It's number 299 in our seedbed hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. 299. I'm going to sing it through twice. You'll recognize it. Let's just posture, turn our hearts toward Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. And melt me. Mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Once again, I encourage you, just open your hands in front of you as a posture of receptivity, welcoming the Spirit of God. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me. Use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. Well, you're ready for the field today. We have walked deep into the text. The Spirit of God is working in us. He's doing for us, and then he's doing in us what he wants to do through us, and that's demonstration. So get your seeds, For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt, and I'll see you on the field.